Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and this is Bishop Dan Willis and the ANC All Nations Choir with Praise Him. Right after this song, I'll speak with Bishop Dan Willis in a live interview. This is Real Gospel.
Live from the world headquarters of the Lighthouse Church in Chicago, please put your hands together and give a Chicago welcome to our very
Lord.
He deserves
all the glory.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have the bishop in the house, the one, the only, Bishop Dan Willis. See, I got it right. I got it right, Bishop.
How are you, brother Heck?
I am excellent, and it's always glad to have a bishop on the show.
Oh, it's my honor and privilege to be able to talk to you. Thank you for the opportunity. I never take it for granted. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody.
Amen.
Thank you for being
Amen.
With us.
For those who just found Christ on yesterday and they're not familiar with gospel music and they're not familiar with you, tell the listeners just a little bit about who you are and, you know, how you first found Christ.
Okay, well, fasten your seatbelt. I'm a church kid. I'm a Chicago kid and gave my heart to Jesus when I was 6 years old. All I know is singing, shouting, falling out, and having church. That's all I know. So I've been a church kid all my life. When I was 16 years old, the little congregation, if you want to call it that, of a few people, about 15 people meeting in a little storefront. The pastor, after a few weeks, had left. There was no money. There was no anything. And so this little handful of people was trying to decide what would we do. And some of them, one of them said, I'll tell you what, Dan has the gift of speak. She didn't say he has the gift of preaching. She said he has the gift of speech. She's a smart lady. And she said he can hold us together till we get a real pastor. And so for 45 years, I've been holding the congregation together till we could get a real pastor.
Wow.
And it grew from 16 people to 6,000, the largest multicultural church in Chicago. And gospel music was my anchor, Brother X. That was my anchor. That's what got me through. And I'm a white kid from the south side of Chicago who grew up in the African-American church. Bishop Arthur M. Brazier here in Chicago was my covering, Apostolic Church of God. And so I thought everybody did gospel music. And so it's been my anchor. So that's my story. I spent 20 years on America's oldest black gospel label, Ty Scott Records, recording with the Pentecostals of Chicago. And that was our choir. And now we've started our own label called a Sony Sound Music. And this is our new release on a Sony Sound Music. And I'm so excited about it. The All Nations Choir.
Amen. And to God be the glory. And yeah, y'all still waiting on a pastor, huh?
A real one.
Yeah. Well,
so it's been a journey.
Amen. So this current single that you all have out, by the way, it is excellent. It is awesome. It also features Fred. Is it Fred Dubois? How do you
Fred
pronounce
DuBose.
It?
Fred Dubose. Fred Dubose. The legendary Dubose family. Yeah.
Okay. Talk to us about the single. Yes.
His brother was Abatina Walker's musician for, 25 years. That family is very, very talented. Pastor Fred Dubose is one of our pastors at our church, and he is the lead singer on this song. Praise him. And you better have your shouting shoes on, Brother X, when you play that song. You better be ready to shout when you hit that button.
Amen. You know, when it's playing and you're riding in your car and you just turn it up and you just roll to it. That's what I like to do. So talk to us about the project itself and, you know, what y'all are working on.
Well, this is a dream come true. I have, you know, as I said, been in ministry for 45 years here in Chicago and just kept, you know, you just stay on the wall. Sometimes when people come to the Lighthouse Church and see what God has done, we sit on the largest expressway coming into Chicago. And when people come in, they think, boy, it must be nice. They don't realize my overnight success took 45 years. Anybody who has any modicum of success just simply stayed on the wall. I am not that gifted. I just know how to stay stable. And I just said something right there. Many people chase all kinds of stuff, and really what is lacking is stability. The Bible says be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So I just put it on lock. And we just built a new church over the last few years. So when we finished that and we became a debt-free ministry, I teach heavy on being debt-free. It's a big mantra of mine. I'm very attached to Israel. I travel back and forth to Israel. I lead tours to Israel. And so I know that the God of Shalom, the God of peace, the God nothing missing, nothing broken, wishes for his people to be whole and financially sound. And so we became debt free. And I said, okay, it's time for the choir to record again. And we put together this project under the leadership of our minister of music, Bridget Hurt, and her husband, Brian Hurt, is the MD for the band. And she comes from a legendary family. Bridget and I have been together forever and ever. Her dad was the legendary Bishop Willie James Campbell in the Church of God in Christ. And she's the sister of Jesse Campbell. So Bridget Campbell Hurt is our minister of music. And her husband wrote probably 50% of the music on this project. And it's all the band, the singers, everybody is 100% from our church. We only brought in two soloists. We brought in Wes Morgan, who sings one of the songs with our choir. And we brought in Willie Moe Jr., who wrote a song and sings with our choir. But everything else was self-contained from within the walls of Lighthouse Church. And the music is an aggregate compilation of ballads, of worship, of gospel, CCM. It's a little of everything. And it truly, this song, Praise Him, which is the first single that's coming out, is just, it'll take you to church. But the next single that is about to be released is called I'll Recover All. And oh my heavens, I want the whole world to hear I'll Recover All. And it talks about, as we come out of this pandemic and everything the devil meant for harm, I'm telling you, God is going to restore it back to his people. I believe it with everything in me. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. And he will restore everything that the enemy ever tried to steal. That song is called I'll Recover All. And all of it is available now on all digital platforms. But I really think it will be a different kind of sound. Many people have referred to us as the Brooklyn Tabernacle of Chicago because we're the largest multicultural church in Chicago. We are 72 nations represented in our church. So the music has a very unique sound, and but heavily, you know, a gospel flavor, because that's who I am and what I've grown up with. But there is something for everybody. And a lot of times you hear that cliche and it sounds cheesy, but there really, really is. You'll go from laughter to crying to shouting to dancing. So I'm very, very excited. And I want to thank everybody listening in advance for helping us out here in Chicago and downloading the project and being able to get Bishop Dan Willis and the All Nations Choir live. And we recorded it live in Chicago. And so it is really high energy, and I believe we'll bless everybody, Brother X. I'm so grateful for you giving me this opportunity.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is what it's all about. People hearing the testimony behind the music so that as they listen to the music, as they listen to you, they really understand what God has done through music. Because oftentimes we listen to our favorite songs on the radio, but we don't understand what it took for people to get it there. And so that's what this program is all about. God is getting the glory while you all tell your stories. And amen goes right there.
Come on now. You know what I say, Brother X, if I may. You know, I've been a pastor for 45 years. I've traveled the world. I've been blessed. I've done television for 35 years. I've been in television ministry for 35 years. I travel. I'm Pastor Benny Hinn's assistant. I travel with him. I've been blessed and so privileged to do all the things that I do. But this is important for all of our dear listeners to know, and I'm sure they concur. In my darkest hours, Brother X, in my weakest, darkest moments of overwhelming pain, being a pastor for 45 years on the south side of Chicago, in my darkest moments, do you know, and I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, it was not a sermon that kept me and got me through. I couldn't remember Bishop T.D. Jake's sermons. I couldn't remember Pastor Benny's sermons. I couldn't remember my own sermons. It was a song that got me through. A lot of times many pastors don't want to hear that. They don't want to acknowledge that. But I think we all know in our most difficult moments of pain and tragedy, there's a song that God will bring to our mind. And that's why what you're doing, Brother X, is so important to the body of Christ, because you have no idea who will be tuning in and turning that channel to listen to something. And it was a song that carried me through at 3 o'clock in the morning when my heart was overwhelmed, and a song would come on that would just lift me and encourage me and get me through the darkest night of my life. And so I am so grateful for those who play our music like yourself and those who do what they do, because people have no idea. They see your glory also, sir, but they don't know your story. I know the price that is paid to be able to do what you're doing. And I thank you, because you have no idea. It goes beyond how difficult it is for you. And it reaches into the heart of somebody right now that's listening, that's going through turmoil, somebody that's going through pain. And God will let your fingers touch just the right song that they need to be ministered to and to hold on and their life go forward one more day. So thank you, sir. And that's why it's critically important for there to be radio and all the media outlets that play gospel music. If there's one thing I am, because I'm not that gifted, I'm not that talented, but what I am, I'm grateful. And that's really, in a nutshell, what I teach people. Whatever you have going or whatever you don't have going, what we all can be is grateful. And sir, I'm grateful to you.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. And as we say in the church, I receive that. I really do. I really do. That was prophetic. And so for those of us who understand the prophetic, those of us who come out of the Pentecostal church and understand the fivefold ministries, that to which you are a bishop over, I receive that wholeheartedly, sir. And thank you so very much. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Yes. Well, Bishop, in our closing moments here, I want you to take this opportunity to give a shout out to your church. Tell us the service times in case someone is in the city of Chicago and wants to tune in via virtual experience, and also tell the listeners where they can find out more about you and your CD project.
Thank you so much, Brother X. And I want to thank the Bellamy Group, who is doing such a great job.
Yes, Benita, yes.
Benita, that's my girl right there. And getting this project out, I'm so very grateful. And our church website is thelighthousechurch.org. And you can get all the information there. Of course, we're on every social media platform known to man, and some I didn't even know about that we're on. And my website is danwillis.org. So you can go to thelighthousechurch.org or danwillis.org, and you can find this new project live in Chicago. You know, coming out of this pandemic, I wanted to do it live also. Most churches, can I just say this, have disbanded choirs during the pandemic, but I refused. I wouldn't have it, because an anchor of our churches, we have three choirs, and our sanctuary choir has just been the anchor for me to pull me through this whole last 3 years. So choirs have been disbanded. Many churches just have gone to praise teams, but we have a full 100 voice sanctuary choir, and they rock the house. So check us out on all the social media. And please, please, please download this project. I'm not too whatever you want to say to plead with people to please, please download this project and help a brother out from Chicago that's trying to spread the good news of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. The one and only Bishop Dan Willis. You get the last word. Thank you for joining us in Real Gospel, sir.
Thank you, sir. I speak life to every listener, and I bless you. And thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.